but I can't stop myself. Not when my bloodthirst rides me so hard. I don't want to stop. Perhaps then I'm only meant to be a sinner, for in this moment, I can think of nothing greater than taking her. I would give my life for this one singular moment where I am allowed to touch all of her tender flesh, to feel her against my naked skin, to breathe her in. She's everything I'm not allowed to have. My princess, my queen, my Devonry. If we can never be, then why do the gods plague me with this constant need for her? Why do my awakened senses scream her name? Why do I want to claim her and ruin her for anyone else? Shame settles into my bones, an ancient ache that I can never quite rid myself of. In the end, I'm a weak man, unable to keep myself from the intensity of my desires, no matter the knowledge of her betrothal or commitment to her country. With fangs protruding, my muscles aching from the stretch of my awakened form, and my skin hardening, my mind races from one thought to the other. My imagination, always so vivid, comes up with 1,000 different ways her blood might taste. All of them send a current of want straight to my cock. Her petite frame feels impossibly small between my arms. Fragile, even. The soft, feathery slide of her hair over her shoulder makes me so achingly aware of the scent that stems from her throat. Still, I try to touch her, as if she's breakable. The rough pads of my scarred hands move over her unbroken pale skin, gingerly caressing it. Devonry shrinks away from the touch. Flecks of gold reflect in her gaze, glimmering like small gems in the ocean of her irises. Her eyes are wide as she watches me. In turn, I force myself to curl my fingers into my palms, the long, sharp nails protruding from my fingertips digging into me. With my back against the stone wall, all I see is her. The thick scent of soil further within the cave disappears until the pinpoint of my vision is centered only on the one in front of me. Hunger. Denial. Rage. Pain. I feel it all, and it wraps its claws around me, stabbing deep and reminding me of the promise I made to her father. Even so, I cannot refute that this is what I've always wanted. Her. Just her. A growl rumbles from the primal thing inside of me, the part of myself I try to keep caged but am so greatly failing at hiding now. The noise tumbles over my lips, every part of me that is human only a breath away from being gone. My chest heaves with the intensity of each inhale and exhale. Dangerous. I'm everything I've sworn to protect her from. I want her. Gods above, I need her. Crave her. I fear that I'll take her whether or not she truly wants this. I'm terrified that I will lose control. A tremble dances down my spine. My cock hardens even more as her body brushes against mine. We're so close. I can smell the soft floral scent that always clings to her skin. And even in this low light, I can see a flush working over her cheeks. Her breaths are all but steady, bringing her chest almost against mine. Only then do I realize I have her pressed against the stone, one hand wrapped around her waist to hold her to me. Never have I been so torn. Part of me wants to rejoice, another to fling myself away, but the part that controls me, that very vicious part, wants to sink my fangs into her, to taste her. I reach for her face again, trailing my nail ever so gently against her flesh. I tip her chin up to me. "So soft," I say, though my voice doesn't sound much like I remember. "You're always soft,"